Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
All right, with me is KJ52, helping out with the Revolve Tour of 2006. Super guy, just saw him on stage, very in love with God, connects with everyone in the audience.
Thank you, appreciate that.
KJ, simply described in your bio, you're cool. Now, I want you to tell us, how did you come up with the name KJ52? Talk to us.
Well, the KJ is an old rap name that I just abbreviated. My real name is actually Jonah, but the 52 is a reference to the five loaves and two fish. It talks about in John 6:9, Jesus took the little that one person gave, one little boy actually gave him, and he multiplied it and blessed it and fed the masses, I guess you could say, with it. And I didn't have a lot to offer, but I said, God, take the little that I have and use it, and here I am in Dallas.
Look what he's doing, KJ. Wow, incredible. Isn't it amazing, too, of how it is that when we give away what we've been given, how God uses it and multiplies it to his glory, but to your blessing.
And he gives it right back to you.
All right, KJ, you've said this about yourself. A white dude from the suburbs in inner city of Florida doing Christian rap and driving a minivan. Talk to us. How did this happen?
Well, first of all, I have to say rest in peace to the minivan. It finally kicked the bucket about a year and a half ago. It's a sad day. But yeah, as far as, you know, I spent about half my life in the inner city of Tampa and the other half in the suburbs outside of Tampa. And I think God gave me some unique background aspects that would allow me, after I'd given my life to him, to really be able to go to a whole bunch of different places. And, I think God has a way of always using the least likely candidates. And I think that's when he rolls up sleeves and says, okay, you don't have anything to trust in for yourself. Now you can really rely on me. And so that's what he did.
I understand that you have some profound insight on the subjects of divorce and suicide. How did you gain this insight, KJ?
Well, as far as the divorce, my parents split right around 9 years old. And so kind of spending most of my adolescence growing up kind of with that. And also coming out of that and God healing that and repairing that and kind of restarting me in those areas gives me a unique aspect of someone who's been through it, but has been put back together by who Christ is. And then as far as the suicide, that really came from more just listening to my fans, and there really almost seems to be this it's cool to be suicidal thing now amongst girls, amongst guys, amongst teenagers. The whole cutting thing, it's very vague to me because I don't remember growing up like that and hearing that amongst my peer group. But I think if you listen to kids, you'll find out what they're really going through. And we all know at the end of the day, Christ is the answer. And so that's what I've always tried to propose as any solution to any problem.
So, KJ, if some teens want to get in touch with you, how do they do this?
They can do two ways. They can go to my website. My email address is on there. My actual P.O. box, they can write me there, too, also. But tons of kids are into MySpace. They can go right to my MySpace page. It's MySpace /KJ52. That goes. I don't run it, but my bass player does, and so I'm always watching it. And so I can send me a message there, too.
All right. Thank you, KJ52, for spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.